afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, thank you. We are thankful for this opportunity for the Papua New Guinea team to be part of this important conference. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land. Thank you for welcoming PNG team to this beautiful land as well as your city in Perth. Thank you for that welcome that you've given us. Thank you for the organizers of this meeting, SM. I think you've made it possible for this occasion for us to be part of this important occasion. I will be giving a snapshot of the current situation which I've been in. Thank you. Just a run through a myathlon presentation for this afternoon. HIV and AIDS epidemic in PNG. As we know, Papua New Guinea has the highest incidence and prevalence of HIV in Asia and the Pacific region. It is now known to be a mixed epidemic, and that is more concentrated among key populations and especially in the high burden provinces. Since 2010, the number of people HIV has rose by almost 30%, so over 25%. However, we have been faced with challenges, and we hope that the good achievements that we've done in the past may not be reversed despite the current situation that we're facing with the increasing STI as well as HIV in the country. HIV prevention efforts have been weak over the past few years. As of 2000, we estimated a total of over 48,000 people HIV in the country. The prevalence in the 15 to 49 years of age is 0.83%. That's in the general population. Adults and children, a new infection annually is over 2,000 with an incidence of 0.4. The age death rate has gone down over 500 annually, below 500 annually. The HIV prevalence by provinces as of 2018, as you can see on the map, the prevalence of HIV and the number of people HIV is highest in NCD. I think NCD is the small dot. And reading the colors, the red color that shows the high burden of HIV in PNG in this, and this is the highlands region. That's where the high burden provinces are. And it's not surprising that you can see as well that the STI is also it's high as well in the high burden provinces as well as the NCD. So that's STI has been as well as thought to be as well for fueling the HIV epidemic in the country. As you can see from our reports through the national reporting system, we found that the STI is still increasing over the years in the country. The new cases of STI has been as well together with the HIV. So from the ART coverage and AIDS related deaths, you can see since the introduction of ART, I think we can see that the death rate has gone down. And although our ART coverage has gone up, we have not reached the 90% mark as yet, but we are going up in terms of ART coverage. And that has resulted in less and less death rates that has been reported. So we want to continue on that way in increasing our ART coverage and make sure that the death rates will continue to go down in years to come. Looking at our 2018 HIV and care treatment cascade, as you can see, the first 90—we have estimated over 47, almost 8,000 estimated PLA HIV. those who have known their status is over 80%. We are on the just over 60% mark, 65%. That's where the third 90. We have just started rolling out or scaling up in our viral load screening, and so far we've managed to get some numbers in there. It's 6.3%. We've started from the capital itself, Port Moresby, and we are slowly scaling up to another 5 provinces in terms of the viral load screening. But of those viral load testing, I think there's a good outcome that we've resulted in more than 80% of viral loads are present. So we hope to continue on improving on that in the third 90. In TB HIV collaboration, we are not doing so well, but from the screening that we are doing, I think from those we've screened for HIV, we managed to as well put them on ART. So that's the good thing that we are having with the TB HIV collaboration. But we still need to do more screening in the TB HIV clinics, and that collaboration has been strengthened in over the years. So we are working closely together with the TB, National TB program, to continue to improve on that. We still face the challenges of being able to have a TB drugs as well as for putting patients on prophylaxis against TB. With the PPTST, this is the mother prevention of mother-to-child transmission. In PNG, we also say prevention of parents-to-child transmission, so emphasizing as well as involving the father as well. So the PPTST coverage and the vertical transmission, this graph is showing the over the number of years from 2010-2018. You can see our coverage is going up. But as you can see, the transmission is still high. It's not that going down. We still have about 25% vertical transmission, and that's not a good thing for us, because we are increasing the coverage, but yet the transmission is still less. So we need to put more effort and more focus on this to really find out what's happening here. If it's related to probably the resistance or whatever factors that's involved there, then we can as well find out more about it. But we are not doing so well in the PPTST. We have been able to estimate the key population. We have to have a size estimate, and from the population of 15 years of age, the female sex workers is about just over 2%, and MSM and TGs just 1.5 to 1.6%. So that's an estimate that we've came up with, and that will again help us in being able to plan our activities across the key population. So that's one of the good things that we've been able to do, having came up with a population size estimate for our key population. Another one of our new challenges that we now have realized from the recent pre-drug resistant, HIV drug resistant study, we've found that PNG is the overall resistance for all the pre-drug resistance study of our drugs. We are being labeled as about the fourth in the globe, so that's a big concern for us. All our drugs, the first drugs, I think we've overall it's just over 18%, and we are being placed on the map, and that's probably us is a serious concern that we are able to address. So it looks like even there was also finding that in the patients that have been exposed to the first line, so 40% they may not respond to our current first line drugs that we have in country. So we have take some measures in that, in making sure that we revise our current care and treatment guidelines, according to WHO standard, with support from partners, we will be rolling that out in the next month or so. And we will need a lot of support in that, being making sure that it's a rollout fairly to all the provinces and all the facilities. So we have, again, since the new drugs that will be involving is the DTG as one of our first line instead of the NNRTIs. So that's a plan that we've been moving forward in terms of redressing the pre-drug resistance situation we have in the country. Having said that, we have had achievements over the years, but currently we do have a good collaboration with stakeholders in the country as well as out of the country as well, developing partners and agencies that are able to make a good collaboration work in that. And as I mentioned, we've been able to adopt our guidelines, the new treatment guidelines, making sure that the DTG is being made to be used as a first-line drugs in our treatment. Progressing well in our viral load monitoring, and that we are moving on slowly to using GeneXpert platform as well. We should be doing that too in the country, rolling out to the other provinces. Now we have a more information more on the key population, and that will more inform us in programming as well as planning for our activities to address the issues in the key population as well. And we've, again, we'll continue to improve in our coverage of ART coverage in PNG, and continue to reduce the deaths that we have. So those are the challenges, but I think those achievements, we have these challenges and gaps before us. High rates of HIV drug resistance, and this, as I mentioned, is a threat to the achievements of the program that we've made over the years. Again, will be a financial burden for the government. It's already struggling, economy. Not only that, but in terms of the health and border security, this is an important thing that we have to as well address at the high levels, government to government, country to country, neighboring country, to make sure that we really address the issue of the drug resistance that has emerged in our country. So that's a challenge that we have. And with the following gaps and challenges that we have, this are more related to the HIV drug resistance, which probably linked to the inconsistency of HIV and STI drugs that we have in country, related to loss to follow-up. In PNG, we have issues of the accessibility to accessing the service, and if we continue to have an inconsistency in the supplies, then that, again, contributes to patients not coming to the clinic so often because they live far away, difficult for them to frequently to come to the clinic, and eventually they are lost to follow-up. We're having the high STI rates as well, and some emerging drug resistance as well, that will as well fuel the epidemic. A PPTCT, as I mentioned earlier, we have that an increasingly 25%, and that looks like there's no intervention being done. So we have to really look into that as well. And the TB as well, we still have a low IPT uptake, as well as this as well will complete more of the ITB multi-drug resistance that we also have in country. High levels of stigma discrimination still exist, and we also need to address that with a weak prevention efforts, especially among KPs over the past years. However, we have opportunities that will enable us to move forward in this. We have, as our director for National AIDS Council Secretary has mentioned, we have a new government that is more committed to make PNG a better country, and with link to the involvement in launching the strategy and the commitment that the government has put into that, we have our hopes that the new government will work with the new government to address the challenges that we have. partnership has been a good thing for us, donors and development partners. And now we have a National AIDS Council, which has been revamped over the last year or so. We're having a good partnership as well. We also working on improving our strategic information, so that's also a good thing for us. We're having the HIV patient database in most of the bigger sites, and National Health Department is moving on to the electronic reporting, and that will be a good thing as well to also improve our information coverage. Last but not the least is the restructuring of the provinces, and that's it's an important vehicle that we will use at this time to address our strategy in the provinces. And I think National Health Council Secretary has been doing a good thing in working with the provincial health authorities, doing a MOU with them so that they can take on board the new strategies and implementing. Since the provincial health authorities now, they have more in terms of authorities as well as support in terms of controlling their financial system, they'll be able to be more effective in implementing our strategy. So those are the good opportunities that we have currently in the program. So we can as well ride on this and address the situation that we have. Thank you all again for allowing me to give a snapshot of what's happening in PNG. Thank you. Okay.